Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you are around the world. This is Peter Hudoba from Vancouver, Canada. It is my great joy and honor to be with you all again on this call. I so much enjoy and love to come and do these sessions. I am so grateful to Master Shah, my teacher, that he made it possible for me to serve humanity this very special way. These sessions truly have become for me something I look forward towards, and I always want to connect with you. If there is anyone who wants to call to the studio, please do so. You can call 347-996-5260. I would be very honored to answer any of your questions. Well, we start now and again, as usual, by blessing. Ask Divine, ask Tao to bless you to whatever you wish, whatever you need in your life right now. Put your left palm on your lower abdomen, right palm on the any area which needs healing, blessing, rejuvenation. And of course, never forget that you need to check with the doctor if you have a serious illness. Otherwise, never rely on spiritual blessings only. So let's start.
Thank you.
extremely honored. I'm extremely grateful, pal. Today, I'd like to share with you the topic which is becoming more and more important. About 2-3 years ago, there was a survey made in Vancouver, and people were asked the question, what is the most pending in your life at this time? So what happens is that the Vancouver has been growing steadily, and especially last 5-8 years, foreign investors have poured a lot of money, so new buildings were built, and it brought a new reality to our life. Things become much more expensive, housing market is so high, and what happened is that people have a difficulty to maintain the life ends. What happened is the survey was made just to see how the Vancouverites are coping with the new reality. And to surprise of everyone, the results of the surveys showed something unexpected. So the question was, you know, the goal was towards to find out what is the most pressing issue for the people living in Vancouver. And everybody expected that it will be the financial situation, the cost of living skyrocketed, the wages are not improving, food is more expensive, so renting is so difficult, not enough rental opportunities. What happened is the results were surprising. The most pressing concern about between people is they feel isolation. The city has so many new people coming, 40,000 a year, and these are mostly from the different areas of the world. And at the moment, there is only 40% of Vancouver people living here who are original Vancouver residents. 60% are newcomers. The prevalent difficulty between all is isolation. The new people come to the place where they want to find a new home, and they feel still not integrated. I know all too well. I arrived to Canada 30 years ago, and it was difficult to integrate first several years. So I fully sympathize with all our new friends who are coming from wherever you are. I've been there, I've done it. And on the other side, I fully understand the feelings of those who are living here for a long time and suddenly feel that the old friends are leaving or dying when we are more mature in the age. And we see the new faces everywhere, and suddenly we feel lost. So that is the density of the people is growing. The cars on the streets are so many. The traffic jams are now a daily reality. Come to work before was 20 minutes easy breeze. Now it is 1 hour struggle. And all of that creates a feeling that people need to protect themselves. They need to protect the territory around them. They want to protect whatever they have achieved. That, of course, creates an isolation. I remember the times when I was a little boy and we played on the street. The doors were opened and nothing actually, so what? What could happen? The boys from the all around the neighborhood, we just gathered. My mother and father had no idea where we were roaming and what we've been doing. I remember the days I would just say, hi, mom, went out to play and went on the mountain above our city to climb up on the rocks. She had no idea what I'm doing. I was away the whole afternoon, then came home, evening, had the dinner, start to study, do my homeworks. This is not possible anymore. I don't see kids playing on the streets here, except in front of my house. So much chanting, so much meditation, the energy around my house, so pure. So the children from the whole neighborhood decided to play in my house, in front of my house. So there are the hockey games, soccer games, dates, you name it. Most frequented place in the whole neighborhood. They love that area. They love that energy. I'm so happy about it. But that's an exception. Everywhere else, when the children are playing, there is mother standing, or father. They are watching. There are several moms in the playground talking to each other while 3 kids are playing in the playground. The child is never left alone. There is always the concern something bad could happen to it. But we don't have that feeling only to the children. We have that feeling to each other, inside us, everybody. We are becoming more and more isolated. This is not right. This is not good. But what we can do about it? Well, what happened? My topic is being somehow cut. So nothing I can do. I run out of the time, and I will need to finish my talk in the second show, which will follow right after this. I will set up the show, bear with me, and I will come. I will come right on. So until then, we will start my talk. I will create a new call, and you need to connect with me right away.